Quiet week for Alvin Kamara, and given where his offseason started, quiet is the good version. His only entry in the news this window is that he sat Saturday's preseason opener against Jacksonville, along with the rest of the starters, per WAFB and the Associated Press, in a game the beat had billed as an audition for the back of the roster. No setback, no fresh front office drama, no transaction. For a player whose spring featured the team openly weighing a pay cut, a trade, or a release, a boring August is progress. For listeners new to the June read, the core of it was that the football question and the roster question had come apart. The football question. After 8 straight seasons as one of the most productive backs alive, last year cratered, and the honest read was that the surviving value lives in his hands, the 85% catch rate, and the passing down role that age erodes last. The roster question. New Orleans had restructured him without new guarantees, signed Travis Etienne to be the projected lead back, and declined on the record to commit to him. We said the roster spot was the entire bet, and that a healthy Kamara kept as the passing down half of a committee was still a real player. The window adds only texture. At camp open in late July, before this window, Kamara reaffirmed he wants to finish his career in New Orleans, saying he talked to teammates all offseason like he was still part of the team, still in all the group chats, per the Saints' own site. The local coverage this week is running features on the Etienne and Kamara pairing, which tells you the beat expects both backs to matter. What we still have not seen is the thing that decides everything, a real snap split. Does the June read hold? Unchanged. He is a Saint in the second week of August, the passing down thesis is intact, and nothing this window tested it either way. Next week, watch whether Kamara plays in the second preseason game, and if so, which back is on the field in two-minute work, because the catches follow that role. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.